Hi everyone, welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Dr. Julia Letlow, who is the Executive Director of External Affairs and Strategic Communications at ULM. Julia also has a lot of experience in studying grief and its reactions. So Julia, why should we talk about grief?
We should talk about grief because if we live long enough, we're going to be touched by it in one way or another. Grief is not just a feeling. It's all-encompassing, and it's so much more than just a feeling of sadness or feeling down. A grief is a natural response to losing something or someone that you loved very deeply. And so, you know, I've heard it said once, the harder and more intensely that you loved someone, the more intense your grief will be. And I've found that to be true as I've encountered grief throughout my own life. I grew up in a very tight-knit family, idyllic childhood, two parents that adored us and have been our biggest cheerleaders throughout the years. I had an older sister, April, still do, and we had a younger brother, Jeremy. And when I was 21 and in college, he passed away in an automobile accident.
Oh, that's so sad.
And so I was just at that point in life when you're supposed to be spreading your wings and finding yourself and your path in life. And I was faced head on with this monster called grief. And it rocked my family to its core. Interesting thing about grief is there's no six steps that you get through and you're done. Grief is a very individualized personal experience, and people react differently to it. Interesting to see the way it played out with each different family member within my own family unit. And we all had different reactions to it. Mine was through the help of some amazing professors here at ULM in my master's program. They encouraged me to write and to research. And at that time, there just wasn't much out there on sibling grief. There's a lot of literature out there about the loss of a spouse or the loss of a parent or the loss of a child, which is absolutely terrible in its own right. But there are also what we call disenfranchised grievers. And those are those people that aren't always given the support that the mainstream grievers are given. And so in that category sometimes falls siblings. Also within that category are those people that are grieving the loss of a person that died by suicide. Those are what we call disenfranchised grievers and mourners. So the need to communicate with them is even tenfold because they're not getting that mainstream support that a traditional person who lost someone gets.
So people who die an unnatural death would evoke a different kind of a grief than those who die of old age just naturally.
Absolutely, because in part, I believe they're not given the same social support that a person is given if they died by natural causes. So grieving in its own right with all of the social support intact is a monumental undertaking, but to not have the support of other people helping to carry you through, because I can say this with fact and certainty that when my brother died, it was other family and friends that carried us through that initial shock. An unnatural death puts those grievers into a group that don't necessarily get the same amount of social support. They don't have friends and family swarming to their aid, because it was unnatural, and that makes it even more uncomfortable for survivors to talk about. So I would say that that is a response that puts people that are survivors of an unnatural death in a different category. And it's something that we need to combat. We need to fight against that response. People are hurting just the same, so they need our support more than ever.
So does it cause a stigma when unnatural death occurs in a family?
I definitely think the stigma's there, but the pain is still the same. A loss is a loss. And so for them to not receive the same kind of rallying and social support that we give survivors of a natural death is not the right thing to do, and we need to do more to combat that.
Sometimes professionals refer to complicated grief. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that?
Complicated grief, it's an extension of the initial stages of grief. I have my own concerns of labeling certain kinds of grief, but complicated grief is the symptoms keep going and going and going. I would say that they're debilitating to the point where a person can't function in their day-to-day life. That turns that grief into complications, and that leads to further debilitations and seeps into other facets of their lives. So I see complicated grief as more of a serious nature, but I also have issue with saying that your grief has been resolved and you will never have those feelings again, because I don't believe in that either. Yeah.
Actually, interestingly, that was going to be my next question.
Okay.
Can grief be resolved completely?
No, it can't. If you lost someone that you absolutely, truly loved, you will grieve that loss for the rest of your life. I can give you a perfect example. There are different milestones in my life. My wedding day, I would have loved nothing more than to dance with Jeremy on the dance floor that night, and having my first child, you know. I mean, all of those huge milestones that you want your loved ones there with you, they become bittersweet in such a joyous time, but it brings it back. It brings back those feelings of loss, and that you yearn for that person and wish that they were there with you. It doesn't have to just be happy milestones in your life. It can also be the loss of another person. It could be anything that is related to loss. That grief can resurface again and you go through it.
So we just learn to live with our grief.
Yeah. And let me say this. I'm a big fan of resiliency, and you won't always feel that acute pain that you feel in those first however long after the loss happens. There will be joy again. There will be happiness again. There will be laughing, and there will be times when you're not engulfed by your grief. But you will always mourn that loss until, you know, you're no longer here to mourn it. It will resurface at different times and stages of your life.
I agree with that, because although it has been a number of years since I lost my mother, I cannot stop crying even now. And I know it's not depression, it's mm-hmm. not complicated grief, mm-hmm. but there are moments when I think of her and automatically tears come in mm-hmm. my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when those times happened to me, now it's been, gosh, 16 years, I count those as blessings, because, you know, you mature into a certain part of your grief where it's a blessing for me to be reminded of how much he mattered to me and how much I loved him and he was a part of my life. Because I think your biggest fear, along with the grief, your biggest fear is that your loved one will be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And that brings me back to that point about why it's so important to bring that person up, to acknowledge them. You know, when someone says Jeremy's name to me in passing, you know, just, I had a dream about Jeremy the other night, or I just remembered this funny time when we were all hanging out and Jeremy did such and such. To hear his name reinforces to me that he's not forgotten. What a blessing. That is so powerful.
It sure is. Julia, thank you so much for a very meaningful conversation that we had today. My guest for today was Dr. Julia Letlow, who is the Executive Director of External Affairs and Strategic Communications at ULM. This is Anita Sharma.